Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Ireland is not the only country with problems delivering major infrastructure projects on time and on budget. Britain has a few as well. So now the new British ambassador is suggesting that Britain and Ireland should co-plan and co-invest in grand projet, as the French would say, in order to share expertise and capacity. It comes almost exactly 10 years after the momentous decision by British voters to deliberately distance themselves from us and the EU, a decision which damaged diplomatic relations between the two islands for a few years. But there's a new warmer detente these days, and the person inheriting those closer links is Cara Owen, the British ambassador to Ireland. Good morning, Cara.
Morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. And I know you're shouting for Galway in the hurling, even though they beat my beloved Dubs at the weekend.
Well, I'm really sorry about that, but I was there and it was a great game and I'm looking forward to the semi-final.
Tell us more about how our two countries could co-plan and co-invest in big infrastructure projects.
So we share the same geography, and we also share some of the same challenges and opportunities, one of which is energy. So I spend an awful lot of my time talking to Irish government, Irish developers about what we're doing together in energy. We're both seeking to deploy offshore wind. Mm. It's one of the ways in which we can increase energy security and also bring down costs for our customers and for our businesses. And because we share the same geography, we need to be able to think about that together. We need to think about where our developments are going to be. We need to support our supply chain in planning forward. And we also need to work together on securing them. So that's the kind of thing we're thinking about. Ireland also has really ambitious plans for rail infrastructure, for example. We have fantastic companies that are invested and that are operating in the rail sector. And so we're really looking forward to seeing some of the expertise we've developed being put to service here in support of Ireland's infrastructure plans. Anybody that's been to London recently knows how transformational the Elizabeth Line has been.
I've been
massively
on it.
It's wonderful, isn't it? Massively complicated. Can you imagine doing tunnelling
under
London?
One of the oldest cities in Europe?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it is doable.
It's doable. It's definitely doable. It takes time, but when it's done, the impact is enormous. And I'm really looking forward to us working alongside Ireland on those kind of projects.
I hate to bring up Brexit so early in our conversation, but obviously when it comes to tendering, we have to offer it to EU companies first before we go to non-EU companies. Won't that be a problem, a fly in the ointment when it comes to co-investing?
Our companies are working really closely with all of the commissioning agencies, showcasing what they do, and they're being successful as well.
Okay. So, by the way, again, just sorry to do it so early, but what is the official Brexit line at the moment from the UK government? Because we've got mixed messages from various ministers in the UK government. Is it something, do you want to rejoin the EU, or is that something long-fingered?
So the Prime Minister, since he came into power, has been talking about how to develop a closer relationship with the European Union. If you look at our external environment, you can see that we're in quite a contested situation. And I think it's his view and the view of most British people that we will be stronger together. So he has talked about things like dynamic alignment. Mm-hmm. How can we make sure that even though we have the ability to have different regulation, for example, that we only do that in a very different way from Europe, where it's in our very clear national interest to do so. And you can see we had an excellent summit with the EU last year. We're planning for the next one. Last year, they committed to do some really ambitious things. Things like having an SPS agreement. So that's all about food and agriculture and how you can move, how you can move those kind of goods in between the UK and Europe with kind of less paperwork, less friction, but with high degrees of reassurance for consumers and for businesses. And they looked at the electricity trading scheme and what we can do together there, and also how we can increase the amount of youth experience that you can gain in between the UK and Europe. So we've got a really full agenda with Europe already, and we're thinking about where we go next.
Okay. And We consider ourselves something of a Silicon Bog here, i.e. all the big tech companies are here. And in the UK, there is something as Silicon Fen as well. But you guys are attracting the most investment when it comes to technology. What are you doing differently?
So the investment is really flying in the UK. We are third. We've got the third biggest tech sector after the US and China. It's worth over $1.2 trillion. We've got 185 unicorns, which, to put it in context,
their company's worth $1 billion or more.
That's right. Yeah. To put it in context, it's more than double what France and Germany have combined. And I think it's something to do. There's no single element to that. What we're seeing is the depth of our capital markets and the increased venture capital available in the UK is really acting as an accelerator and pulling in more companies, more activity and more investment. We've obviously got fantastic research capability in the UK, and that's why companies like OpenAI and Anthropic are opening here. What I notice is that a lot of the tech companies, the big ones, do both and in between the UK and Ireland, and they do slightly different things there, but they want to be in both markets.
And of course, OpenAI has announced its plans to float very soon, which could be a huge thing. We worry about US dependency on technology. Are you guys worried about that?
So the Prime Minister has talked about what we can do to support our own companies that are really at the cutting edge. So talking about government purchasing our really cutting edge chips to give confidence for UK companies and startups that are developing there. We've also got a £500 million sovereign AI fund. The amount of investment that's our companies are raising is really phenomenal. $11 billion raised just in the first half of this year by our AI companies. That just shows the scale of what's happening in the UK. And all of that is on show in London Tech Week, which is one of the biggest technology events in the world. It's happening in Olympia. There's going to be 30,000 people wearing their trainer soles thin by trying to get around everything that's on offer. Exactly. Some may even have a different colour.
The reason I bring up the dependency is obviously because some parts of the European Union are now trying to wean themselves off US technology. For example, in the European Parliament, they're using Quant for search rather than Google, and people are weaning themselves off Microsoft Teams. Is that not something that the UK would also consider, given how geopolitical suddenly technology has become, as you referenced at the start?
I think we have a very similar view to Ireland. When I speak to Irish government, they also talk about the importance of retaining open economies. We don't want to close ourselves off from wherever innovation is and being able to harness that for our own economic success. But we also believe it's really important to grow our own and to have the right innovation ecosystem, the right scaling opportunities for our brilliant companies. And that's where the government is focusing its policy initiatives.
Micarra Owen, British Ambassador to Ireland, thank you so much for joining us in person. And we will stay in touch, I'm sure.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.